وقل رب زدني علما.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. إن شاء الله تعالى we're going to take lessons from the منظومة the poem منظومة القواعد الفقهية by the Nobel scholar شيخ عبد الرحمن السعدي رحمه الله the sheikh of the sheikhs including شيخ محمد بن صالح العثيمين. جزاهم الله خيرا. There are some brothers who voluntarily and freely gave us books, copies of the book, and also pens. If you really intend to benefit from the class, to attend the class, to follow the class, to honor the class, the book, you don't throw it away. You taking it serious. Then you get a copy before it finishes. The sisters, they have some. The sisters, they have some. If they don't have it, they can knock the door. The sisters have some. In case they don't have enough, they can knock the door. Within 1 minute. After 1 minute, if they knock, they don't get anything. They blame nobody but them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive and mercy, have mercy upon the brothers who gave us all these books freely. It costs a lot of money, a lot of energy, time. Jazakumullahu khairan. They don't want their names to be mentioned. Actually, some of the others said, don't mention my name. Maybe before, I don't know, did I mention or they thought I may, so they said, don't mention my name. Jazakum Allahu khair. Allah knows, alhamdulillah, whoever does good and why he does it. Tayyib, this manzuma is about the qawa'id al-fiqhiyya. First of all, brothers and sisters, we should know how extremely it's important to seek knowledge, to increase knowledge. Even if you are the greatest scholar, rather you are a prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, that you should increase the knowledge. Prophets of Allah increase knowledge. Allah chosen them, purified them, gave them knowledge, revealed unto them, gave them a book, gave them hikmah. But with all that, still Allah command them to increase knowledge. So any one of us who may feel he doesn't need to learn, that's from shaitan, from the devil. And shaitan has different method to convince someone not to seek knowledge. From that, I can't be a scholar. What's the point of learning it? Who said be a scholar? The point of seeking knowledge is not to be a scholar. It's not to be a sheikh. What it is? To get close to Allah. To worship Allah upon a knowledge. To please Allah. Some of the shaitan tell them that because of age you can't understand anything. You can't learn anything. Again, which is from shaitan. How you can't understand anything? You can't eat food. You can't talk to the people. You can't maybe even working. You have full-time job. And you can't understand. That's not true. Some of them, shaitan tell them, which is from the worst. Say, I'm young now. Inshallah, when I get old, mashallah, all my time will be dedicated for learning it. Remain in the masjid when I retire. And money is coming from the government. Astaghfirullah. This is from shaitan. And any other reason which may divert somebody to seek knowledge is from shaitan. مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ. What Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. Who is the sahabi who narrated this hadith? Muawiyah. Who Imam collected in his book? Bukhari and Muslim. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever Allah wishes, whoever Allah wants good for him, he makes him understand the religion. So the sign of that Allah wants good for you is that you are studying the religion, you're learning it. Because innama al-ilm bit-ta'allum, knowledge only comes by learning, by studying. You sleep, you wake up, you memorize all Quran, it never happened. It didn't happen for anybody. You have to work hard. So you have to spend time, energy, sincerity, seek knowledge. Some of the Salaf about to pass away, scholars, still learning. They were asking, still you learning? Say, I never know. Maybe the word by which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me success, I didn't write it yet. Something if I hear, something if I write, Allah changed my life by it and lead me to repent to Him and to do better. He said, maybe I never wrote that yet. So everybody to seek knowledge. And you have Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu salam. Allah command, وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. Which surah is that? Taha, Hasantu, Barakallahu Fik. Say, O the Messenger of Allah Muhammad, command, رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. My Lord, increase me in knowledge. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is commanded by Allah to ask Allah to give him more knowledge. Who gives knowledge? Yes? Allah. وَلَا يُحِطُونَ بِشَيْءٍ مِنْ عِلْمِهِ إِلَّا بِمَا شَاءَ. You get nothing of knowledge but what Allah gives to you. Therefore ask Allah to give you knowledge. Oh Allah, teach me. Many times we spend effort learning, trying, doing it, but you don't remember Allah. You don't ask Allah's help. How you can achieve anything? So to remember, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah commanded Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to increase knowledge. To ask Allah to increase him knowledge. And you remember Prophet Musa, Kalimullah, Allah spoke to him. When he come to know there is someone who has a knowledge, he doesn't have it, what he did? He traveled. Rihla ila talab al-ilm. Travel, he took a long journey. لَقَدْ لَقِينَا مِنْ سَفَرِنَا هَذَا نصبا. We tire in this journey. أتنا غداءنا. Give us our food. He and Yushu' ibn Nun, who was a prophet, seek knowledge. They don't have it. Because that knowledge is with Khadr, who was a prophet as well. Inshallah, based on the strongest opinion, Khadr was a prophet. And Prophet Musa, he seek knowledge. He learned from him. When Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned this incident, he wished if Prophet Musa would have been patient to learn more. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam wished if Prophet Musa would have been patient to take the knowledge from Prophet Khadr, so he, Messenger Muhammad alaihi wasallam, and his ummah can study more. وَفَوْقَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ. It is only Allah Azza wa Jal who encompass everything in knowledge. It's all Allah who encompass everything in knowledge. With all the effort, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the purity, with the whatever Allah gave him, beyond our imagination, of guidance, of knowledge, of certainty, he didn't encompass everything in knowledge. Therefore, on the day of judgment, when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam make prostration towards Allah, to permit him to make intercession, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be taught by Allah something to praise Allah with. He never knew alayhi salatu wa sallam. He never knew it. In that situation, it will be taught by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So knowledge, always increase knowledge. There is authentic hadith. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was giving a talk and three men approached him. One right away he joined the gathering. Another one hesitated, but he joined. He gets somewhere far. A third one he turned away, he left. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned about the three men. One he awa ila Allah fa awahu Allahu ilayh. It means he chose Allah. Allah chosen him. Another one fa'arada anillah fa'arada Allahu anhu. Allah turned away from him. He turned away from Allah. Allah turned away from him. The third one fa'stahya min Allah fa'stahya Allahu minhu. He shy from Allah. Allah shy from him. O kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam. So if you find yourself seeking knowledge, studying the deen of Allah with the intention to worship Allah upon a knowledge, to know your salah is sound, to know your aqidah is sound, to know your manners are sound, to know your dealings, your transactions, how you're dealing with the people is sound, to worship Allah upon ala basira, upon knowledge, then find, know Allah wants good for you. Thank Allah for that and don't change it. There's a beautiful speech given by one of the great scholars, Allahu A'lam, Ibn Hazm or others. He said, people, when it comes to seeking knowledge in young age, especially in young age, when they are able, when they can see, when they can hear, when they can read, when they can memorize, especially youth age, are two groups who neglect to seek knowledge. Go after having fun and joy and games and worldly things, go after dunya. And a group who resist the desires and seek knowledge, worship Allah. These two groups, when they grow up, the first group who neglected the ilm, and they get old now, for instance, 80 years old, and the like, now, those who neglected the ilm are two groups. One group who remain on that negligence, on that ignorance, and turn away from the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal until he passes away. He wake up in the grave. Now his question about his religion, about his Lord Subhanahu, his religion, his prophet. And he wasted his time. Grief and regret. The other one is, alhamdulillah, even though he neglected seeking knowledge and spent his time in dunya and the like, but he repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala later, he will grieve also. He will grieve that he wish he would be a student of knowledge. He wish he would have made ibadah when he was young. Now he's old age. He cannot hear it well. He cannot see it well. He cannot move well. He cannot understand. He doesn't have a knowledge. He will grieve. The other one who invests his time when he was young, when he was able, seeking knowledge, worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now old age, he will be very happy. Because in his young age, when he was able, he could stand, he could make ruku', he could make sujood, it was easy for him, he could understand, he could memorize, he did it. So he gained knowledge, a knowledgeable person. He may be even a scholar, or at least a strong student of knowledge, who knows the Quran, memorized the Quran, or at least some of it. He knows the Arabic language to understand the Quran. He memorized hadith. He memorized the ilm. He will be very happy that he worshiped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he was young. He will not grieve because he cannot make ruku' now. He cannot make sujood because of the pain, because of the old age. He can't. Because when he used to be young, he used to do that. He will be very happy in his life. How about if he's a scholar? Allahu Akbar. The longer he remained, the more he's honored and people love him. Sheikh Uthaymeen rahimahullah. For instance, Sheikh Muqbil rahimahullah. They were in the bed of death. The sickness, the illness of death. and they are receiving questions all over the world. Questions. Sheikh Uthaymeen, he is taking the machine in his body to breathe. And he is receiving questions all over the world. Allahu Akbar. Why? Because when those people of knowledge were young, when they were able, they spent time. Some of the people of knowledge, they started seeking knowledge in all age. In all age, not young. If I'm not mistaken, Shaykh Abdul Muhsin Abbas, he memorized Quran after 40 years old. If I'm not mistaken, double check it. Shaykh Abdul Muhsin Abbas, when he memorized Quran, older. Some scholars, they even repent from sinning, from stealing, very old age. Some of them want to steal something. They were not people of knowledge. They want to steal in the middle of the night. Here's somebody reciting Quran. أَلَمْ يَعْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. And they understand the ayah, the Arabic. And now they repented, started seeking knowledge. Some of them were high-class people, ministers, children of the kings. They turn in repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they become scholars. So, to seek knowledge, if Allah give you longer life, so you don't regret, you don't grieve. Whenever you see someone younger than you has better knowledge, has better ibadah, has better understanding, and it never be too late. Alhamdulillah. Yes, so to seek knowledge. The ilm, the ulama, they divide the religious knowledge, which is the real knowledge, worldly knowledge, how to fix a light, is the chemistry, biology, what they call, is worldly knowledge. It's limited to the dunya. An atheist may have knowledge of that. Disbeliever, mushrik may have it. Idol worshipper may have that knowledge. It's only limited to dunya. The real knowledge is the one guides you this dunya to the right path and saves you in the hereafter from grave life. The knowledge of the deen is two types. Ilmun asasiyun wa ilmun aliyun. A knowledge which is the basics and fundamentals. That's the Quran and Sunnah. And knowledge which is ala, tool to understand the Quran and Sunnah. To understand the Quran and Sunnah. This subject, al-qawa'id al-fiqhiyya. The qawa'id al-fiqhiyya. Fiqh principles is a subject. Necessity for everybody who wants to give verdict, who wants to give fatwa. Anybody who wants to talk about religious matter has to have this knowledge. One of the many different types, category of knowledge. You have qawa'id al-fiqhiyya, this one. You have usul al-fiqh. You have the knowledge related to the Arabic language, which is 12 subjects. Nahw is one of it, sarf is one of it, adab is one of it, shi'r is one of it, khitaba is one of it, imla is one of it, and the like. 12 subjects relate to the Arabic language. And the more you understand those 12 subjects, the better you understand Quran and Sunnah, because Quran and Sunnah is Arabic language. From the knowledge relate to the hadith, the hadith, and it is knowledge, it is science. Ilm al-jarh wa al-ta'deel, mustalah al-hadith, how to know the hadith is weak, is not weak. It's a knowledge to study it. Knowledge related to the al-fiqh. The ulama, they write down books about fiqh, starting from purification, how to make tahara, how to pray, how to fast, how to make business, how to get married, all the way. The mufti, the judge, all this is only their subject. You have knowledge of Quran, the tafsir of the Quran, the meaning of the Quran, the knowledge of the tajweed of the Quran, how to recite Quran properly, the knowledge related to the ilm al-qira'at, the different styles to recite the Quran. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin. Another qira'at, Maliki Yawmiddin, for instance, is a knowledge. Knowledge related to different subjects of the deen. The more you study every subject and you understand very well, the better your knowledge is become. You become well-grounded with knowledge. Unlike if you just focus on one subject, you don't have an idea on other subjects. So this manzuma, It's about the poem, it's about قواعد الفقهية. طيب بسم الله. إن شاء الله we will need, we continue all this week إن شاء الله. This tonight, tomorrow, the night after, all the way to Wednesday. I don't think we can finish it, but inshallah, if you don't, then we resume it whenever, inshallah, we have a chance to complete it, inshallah. So I will need someone who read the poem, inshallah. If you don't memorize it, at least to read from the book from tomorrow night. Shaykh Abdul Rahman Sa'di, rahimahullah, this great scholar, when did he pass away? And actually, this is from the benefit of seeking knowledge. When he passed away, Shaykh Abdul Rahman Sa'di, 1,377. And now it's 1,446. How many years? Who is good in math? That's the knowledge we need, math. He passed away, rahimahullah, 1,377. And now it's 1,446. MashaAllah, Abu Hamam. You're good at math, yes. 1,276? That's when he passed away. 1,276. Jazakallah khair Abu Qatada. I'm sorry. Yes, 1,276. And now 1,446. How many years? 1,300. Yes, not 200. Akhi. Jazakallah khair. Not 200. No, 200. How 200? Yes. So about 7 years, 7 years, 1,300. Let me look what's in my book. Maybe you're right. 1,377. That's what I have. 1,377. Sheikh Sa'di, he Sheikh Uthaymeen took over. So he can't be 1,277. That's about 200 years ago. 100 years ago. So you can't be. Sheikh Uthaymeen is the one who took over the chair of the Sheikh Sa'di. So yes, barakallahu fikum. Hasantum. Sheikh Sa'di, rahimahullah, from the benefit of seeking knowledge, the Sheikh rahimahullah, he passed away now. He passed away 7 years ago. Alhamdulillah, we benefit from his knowledge. Jazahullahu khair. He passed away, but he's like alive. He will still benefit from him. How many leaders, how many wealthy people, how many famous people were alive at the time of the Sheikh? Nobody mentioned now with good. Nobody remembers them. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا مَاتَ ابْنَ آدَمْ إِنْ قَطَعَ عَمَلُوا إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثٍ. The son of Adam passed away. What happened? His action cut us off, except with three. One of it, what was it? Who remember? وَلَدٍ صَالِحٍ يَدْعُو لَهُ. Righteous child who make dua for him. Another one, صَدَقَةٌ جَارِيَةٌ. صَدَقَةٌ جَارِيَةٌ, continuous charity. Third, عِلْمٍ يُنْتَفَعُ بِهِ, beneficial knowledge. So when someone, his life go away, the soul departs the body, his own action is cut off. His own action is cut off. Just like his soul departed the body, his action departure. No more action, except with three, which is from his own action. A righteous child who make dua for him. The child is from him. The child is from him. إِنَّ أَطْيَبَ مَا أَكَلْتُ مِنْ كَسْبِكُمْ وَإِنَّ وَلَدَكُمْ مِنْ كَسْبِكُمْ. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the best that you consume, you eat, is from your earn, from what you earn. And your child is from what you earn. It's from what you earn. Your child is from you. So if your child make dua for you, especially salih, it's not every child, walad and salih, righteous child, obedient child, he make dua for you, your righteous deed is, even after you pass away, it continues, non-stop. Your child's child, your offspring, all the way to the end of the dunya. That's your own action. Sheikh Albani, rahimahullah, had the opinion, even if the children don't intend what they do of good for the parents, still the parents get their reward, because this is what they earn. This is from their own actions. Second thing is, sadaqatin jariyah, this person who passed away, he gives sadaqah jariyah, he contributes to the masjid. He dig a well. People are drinking water from the well. He make a highway, he make a street. People still are using it. He built a masjid. People are still benefiting from. Is his own action is continuous. Ilmun yuntafa'u bihi, this is the point. And knowledge which to be benefited from. His own knowledge. This is the work of Sheikh Sa'di. It's not our work, it's Sheikh Sa'di's work. It's he make the poem. He started the religion, he go back to the principles of the people of knowledge, and he make a poem. So it is his own work, even though he passed away about 7 years ago, but still his good deed is continuous. And this from the benefit of seeking knowledge and teaching others. رحمه الله تعالى ورحم الله علماء المسلمين وأسأل الله أن يلحقنا بهم إنه هو الكريم. قال الشيخ بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله العلي الأرفق وجامع الأشياء والمفرق ذي النعم الواسعة الغزيرة والحكم الباهرة الكثيرة ثم الصلاة مع سلام دائم على الرسول القرشي الخاتم وآله وصحبه الأبرار الحائز مراتب الفخار. The Shaykh in this poem, he started with the name of Allah Azza wa Jal, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As Allah starts subhanahu wa ta'ala with his Quran. And then he prays and thanks Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala Azza wa Jal. And he mentions some of the actions of Allah Azza wa Jal and some of Allah's names, some of Allah's attributes. Then he sent salutation and peace to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to his believing family members and to the noble companion, the Shaykh said. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the most gracious. I start with the name of the most gracious, the most merciful. The name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Alhamdulillahi al-Aliyy al-Arfaqi. Alhamdulillah, all praises and thanks is for Allah. Alhamdu, al-jam'u bayna al-thana wa shukr. To combine both praise and thanking. Praise in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his beautiful names, attributes, actions, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the like. And thanking Allah for his favors and blessings. Alhamdulillah. So all praises and thanks is for Allah. Al-Aliyy, the Most High. The Most High. أي علو الذات وعلو القدر وعلو القهر. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala azza wa jal is the Most High. High in his essence, subhanahu wa ta'ala, himself is higher than anything, anyone. He's above, subhanahu wa ta'ala, his throne, which is the highest of the creation and the greatest. Allah is above. So Allah subhanahu, he himself is not in his creation. Allah is not in the earth. Allah is not in the heaven. Allah is above his creation. No creation is in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu ba'inun min khalqi. Allah is separate from his creation. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So huwa aliyun. علو الذات is سبحانه وتعالى high عز وجل the most high in his essence himself. Also علو القدر Allah is most high subhanahu wa ta'ala in status, in rank, in status subhanahu wa ta'ala. Great Allah. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the most high in power. Ulu al-qahar. Power subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah is al-a'la. He is the highest subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhana Rabbi al-a'la. That's what we say in the sujood. Rabbi, my Lord, al-a'la, who is the most high. Sabbih isma Rabbika al-a'la. Glorify your Lord, who is the most high. So Allah is up. Some people, deviated people, Asha'ira and Jahmiya and Maturidiya and those who follow them today, they say Allah is most high, ulu al-qadri wal-qahr, when it comes to the his status and his power. But they say his essence, he himself, they say is not most high. Astaghfirullah. They say Allah is everywhere. Allah is everywhere. Allah fi kulli makan. Or you cannot say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above. Ahl Sunnah, they say no. Allah said, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Sabbih isma Rabbika al-A'la. The most high. Glorify your Lord, who is the most high. This is general. You make an exception. You say Allah is very high in His status, in His power. He is not most high in His essence. Where do you bring this exception? So, al-Ali. Allah is, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most high. His command is most high. His ruling is most high. His name, His attributes, most high. Tabaraka wa ta'ala, al-asma'ul husna. His action is most high. He himself, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is most high. His power is most high. Al-Ali. Some deviate now, as I said, they deny Allah being up. How many ayat in Quran? يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ. Allah give command from up to the earth. إِلَيْ يَسْعَدُ الْكَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ. الصعود, the good word. الصعود, it makes صعود, it go up to Allah. وَالْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ يَرْفَعُ. تَعْرُجُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ. The angels, they go عروج, they go up to Allah. وَالْرُوحُ and angel Jibreel. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the night of Isra wal Mi'raj. Isra is a night traveling, means from Mecca to Masjid al-Aqsa. حَرَّرَهُ اللَّهُ مِنْ يَدِّ مِنْ أَعْدَى. Al-Mi'raj going up. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went up. He passed all the seven heavens. He met Prophet Ibrahim, Prophet Adam, Prophet Yahya, Prophet Isa, Prophet Musa, Prophet Harun, Prophet... He passed all of them till he ended to Prophet Ibrahim, Musa, Prophet Ibrahim, Na'am. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Abba Azza wa Jal. Al-Ali al-Arfaqi, the most gentle. Allah, Allahu Rafiq, yuhibbu rifqa. Allah is gentle. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, love is gentleness. So Allah is the most gentle, subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَجَامِعِ الْأَشْيَاءِ وَالْمُفَرِّقِ. The one who connects, marries, and separates others. جَامِعِ الْأَشْيَاءِ. Allah connects, marries. وَالْمُفَرِّقِ أي مُفَرِّقِ الْأَشْيَاءِ. One who separates, marries. Allah connects and give His subhanahu one rule, the mars, which is one. Allah connects the believers and He gathered them, He connect them being a believers. So they all are believers. The disbelievers, Allah connect them, gather them, give them one rule, they are disbelievers. Allah connect the human being. He make them connection. The human being different than the animal and the like. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He connected and gave the same rule in the righteous deeds. salah, fasting, making hajj, reciting Quran, doing good, all is good. Allah connected them and gave them one rule in all our righteous deeds. The opposite, the evil, Allah gave them the same rule of evilness, disbelief, innovation, sinning, and the like. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gathered the hearts of the believers to love one another. And He separates subhanahu wa ta'ala azza wa jal, the living from the dead, beloved parent, mother, scholar, brother, sister, husband, wife. Allah separate her, separate from their beloved ones. This person passed away, this one remained. Something they never thought about it. Allah separated between Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his Sahaba by him passing away. Such a way the Sahaba like Umar couldn't accept, couldn't believe at the beginning that Prophet actually passed away and he Allah separated him from them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He connects, He gathers what He wants, subhanahu, and He separates Azza wa Jal, whether it's He subhanahu wa ta'ala who controls the affairs. The ni'ami al-wasi'at al-ghazira, Allah who is the ni'am, the possessor of blessings. The possessor of blessings. All the blessings is from Allah. Religious blessings and worldly blessings. وَمَا بِكُم مِن نِعْمَةٍ Allah said, فَمِنَ اللَّهِ Whatsoever of blessings, of favors, of graces from Allah. And the ni'am of Allah, al-wasi'ah, large, fast. Al-ghazira, it is abundant. The ni'am of Allah is al-ghazira. Ghazira is the ni'am al-kathira tul-mutatabi'ah. Is Allah, it is abundant and it follows. It's not coming one time. Just like the rain. How the rain comes. The rain is a lot of water. The cloud is full of water. Allah would send one time, it destroyed the whole buildings. It's a lot of water, it's abundant, kathira. But Allah brings down, subhanahu wa ta'ala, bitatabu, a drop, little drop, another one coming after, another one coming after, another one until it becomes lakes, rivers follow. The same thing, the blessing of Allah is continuous. Look how your blood, how the heart is bumping blood to your body, non-stop. Your heart is beating, your brain is functioning. Seconds is stopped, it affects your life. The system shut down, the heart is stopped, the brain is stopped. You can't move, paralyzed. Blessings of Allah, renewal, oxygen. You're taking good one, you're throwing away bad one. Blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Better than all that, the blessings of the deen. Allah keeping you upon iman, upon faith, upon worship, and remembering Him, pleasing Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, obeying Him. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Dhinni amil wasi' al-ghazira. Wal-hikam, Allah is also the possessor of the hikam, the wisdom. The hikam which is al-bahira, splendid, astonishing, miracle. Al-Kathira, which is also numerous, a lot, abundant. Allah's wisdom, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is beyond your imagination. Beyond your imagination. Prophet Musa, when he seeks knowledge, from who? Prophet Khadir. Prophet Khadir told him, he said, if you want to learn from me, don't ask him any question. I will tell you. I will give you information. So don't ask him anything about what I'm going to do. Say, okay, they go. He break the sheep for the poor people. Prophet Musa, he denied that. Poor people who had a boat fishing, taking people, and even they take them free because they knew Prophet Khadr. He and his guests, but still he break the boat. He damaged it. Prophet Musa couldn't accept that. And when he asked, didn't I tell you I can't be patient? He said, I forgot. They go, he killed a little boy. He killed a little boy, cut his head. Now this is bigger. Amran Nukran, now you become, you do the munkar, evil. Didn't I tell you can't be patient? If I ask you, then that means more than enough. And then, the third incident, they ask if, people to give them the right of gas, they rejected. He find a wall falling onto them, about to fall. He stopped without asking them anything. Again, he denied that. What was the wisdom behind that? Prophet Musa, Khadr mentioned, Allah taught him, مَا فَعَلْتُ عَنْ أَمْرِي ذَلِكَ تَأْوِيلُ مَا لَمْ تَصْطَعْ عَلَيْهِ صَبْرًا. I didn't do that from my own. Means from revelation from Allah. Is that this boat will be taken by a tyrant leader if it is okay, no deficiency. But when he sees it's damaged, he let it go. So even though it's damaged, but still the poor people can still use their boat. But if Prophet Khidr leave it undamaged, that tyrant leader will take over it, all of it. And no doubt that having something is better than having what? Nothing. Prophet Khadr, Prophet Musa, now he understood. As for the little boy, Allah's wisdom, subhanah, knowledge, this boy live, remain alive, he will be disbeliever. Not only that, he will misguide his mother and father, his parents. Some parents deviate because of their children. They have to fear them, they have to earn haram, deal with, because of them, they have to get angry, maybe kill people because of them, they have to leave Islam, wal-iyadu billah. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took the soul of that little boy away, by way of a Khadr, in order Allah to give those two Muslim parents another child, better for them and better for his religion. So this is an example that Allah's hikam is beyond your imagination. You may see incidents, someone pass away, somebody poor, Muslim being tortured, is beyond your imagination. Allah is Al-Hakim, the All-Wise. Therefore, the one who knows Allah doesn't question Allah. Doesn't question Allah. Why Allah did this? Why Allah legislate this? Why so and so is happening? Allah is the Al-Hakim. Subhana. Then the Shaykh said, after he praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa Rabbuna, Ahlu Thana'i wal Maj, he said, ثم الصلاة مع سلام دائم على الرسول القرشي الخاتمي. Thereafter, salutations and peace. As-salah, salutations. As-salah is praise. Ma' salamin, along with salam, peace. Da'imin, which is everlasting. Everlasting. A continuous praise and peace. Be upon who? Alar Rasul, upon the messenger. Alif Allah Mahdi, lil ahdiya, the known messenger. Al-Qurashi, who is the Qurashi? There's only one messenger who is Qurashi, is known, Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. The Rasul, the messenger, who is Al-Khatami, the seal, the ending of the messengers. Only one messenger, Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. So in this poem line, the Shaykh is saying salutation, praise, and salam. He make dua for the messenger. He didn't pray to the messenger. He making dua for the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Making dua for the messenger, not asking the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And asking Allah subhanahu to give the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as-salah, praise, along with salam, peace, which is daim, everlasting. The messenger who is a Qurashi, from the tribe of Quraysh, from the Arab, from the descendants of who? Prophet Ismail, the son of Prophet Ibrahim. The son of Prophet Ibrahim, is the son of who? Prophet Nuh. وَجَعَلْنَا ذُرِّيَّتَهُ هم الباقين. Prophet Nuh. Prophet Nuh is the son of who? Prophet Adam. Abu al-Bashar. The Rasul who is al-Khatam, the ending, the seal of the messengers. ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين. Messenger محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم is a messenger of Allah وخاتم النبيين and the seal of the prophets. The last of the prophets. The Sheikh رحمه الله تعالى said ثم الصلاة مع سلام دائم على الرسول القرشي الخاتم. Thereafter salutations and peace everlasting upon the messenger from the Quraysh, the seal. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said أنا خاتم النبيين ولا نبي بعدي. I am the last of the prophets. There is no prophet after me. No prophet after me. Prophet Isa will descend, but he was before Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when he descend, Prophet Isa, and he lead the Muslims, and he killed Dajjal, he will call people to Quran and Sunnah. Prophet Isa will call people to Quran and Sunnah. Because that's the covenant that Allah had with the prophets, including Isa. وَإِذَا أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِثَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ. And remember when Allah had the covenant of the prophets? لَمَا آتَيْتُكُم مِّن كِتَابٍ وَحِكْمَةٍ. If I give you a book and hikmah, ثُمَّ جَاءَكُمْ. Then comes to you Rasulun, a messenger, مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَكُمْ, affirming that which is with you, confirming that which is with you, saying what the prophets were was truth. لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ. You're going to believe in him. وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّهُ. You're going to aid him. So the prophets accepted. Allah had a covenant with every prophet, as Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu and others said. Every prophet that Allah sent, Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his lifetime, that he will believe in him and he will aid him. And Allah said in Surah Shu'ara, وَإِنَّهُ لَفِي زُبُرِ الْأَوَّلِينَ. The Quran is لَفِي زُبُرِ الْأَوَّلِينَ, أي كُتُبِ الْأَوَّلِينَ. The Quran is in the early books. وَإِنَّهُ لَتَنْزِيلُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينَ عَلَى قَلْبِكَ لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُنذِرِينَ بِلِسَانٍ عَرَبِيٍ مُبِينٍ. What's after that? وَإِنَّهُ لَفِي زُبُرِ الْأَوَّلِينَ. The Quran is in the زُبُرِ الْأَوَّلِينَ. The books, the previous books. Quran was mentioned there. Prophet Isa gave a lecture to his people. وَإِذْ قَالَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمَ يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ إني رسول الله إليكم مصدقا لما بين يدي من التوراة ومبشرا برسول يأتي من بعدي اسمه أحمد. Clear. Oh, the children of Israel, I am the messenger of Allah to you. Children of Israel, to you. Prophet Isa was not sent to Arabs. Prophet Isa was not sent to other people. He was sent to his people, children of Israel. I am the messenger of Allah to you. مصدقا لما بين يدي من التوراة, confirming that which was before me of Torah. The book of Prophet Musa, Torah was haq, was truth. Believe in him. Prophet Musa, believe in him, he was a prophet of Allah. His book is a book from Allah. ومصدق ومبشرا, and I'm giving glad tidings, برسول, with a messenger, يأتي من بعدي, who is going to come after me, اسمه أحمد. His name is Ahmed. His name is Ahmed alayhi salatu wasalam. So this is how the prophets were conveying the message to their people. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So alayhi salatu wasalam, as-salah and salam upon him alayhi salatu wasalam. He is the seal of the messenger, the last. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned there will be 30 liars who will claim to be prophets. And some of them come even his lifetime. Like what? Musaylamatul Kadhab and Mukhtar al-Anazi and Ha'ula. Then the Shaykh said, after he sent salah and salam to the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa sallam, he said, وَآلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ الْأَبْرَارِ, Al-Haizi Maratib Al-Fakhari, and upon his family. Means salutations and peace be upon Prophet's family. Means the believing family members. Not every of his family, alayhi salatu wasalam. Not Abu Lahab. Not Abu Talib. They don't deserve that. This is for the believers from the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam. وَصَحْبِهِ الْأَبْرَارِ and noble companions. The family members, the believing family members of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam and the noble companions. Likewise, they have right on us to send salah and salam to them, to make dua for them. وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. So you make dua for the Sahaba, for the Ahlul Bayt, the family of the Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام. So look here, you're making dua for Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. You're making dua for the family of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. You're making dua for the companion of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. You're making dua for the scholar Sheikh Sa'd Hussein رحمه الله. You are not asking any of them. So you, that's why Sheikh Abdul Muhsin Abbad Hafidahullah, this noble scholar, Muhaddith al-Madina, he keep on saying, until I memorize from him, Al-Mawta yud'a lahum wala, yes, Al-Mawta yud'a lahum wala, yud'aun. Memorize, Al-Mawta yud'a lahum wala, yud'aun, the dead. The dua is sought for them. They are not asked. You ask for the dead. You don't ask them. Means you make dua for the dead. You make dua for the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu salam, for the prophets of Allah, for the companion, for Ahlul Bayt, for the people of knowledge, all those who pass away. You don't ask any of them. Asking them is shirk. وآله وصحبه الأبرار الحائزي مراتب الفخاري. The family members of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and the companions, those noble ones, who are الحائزي مراتب الفخاري, the possessors of glorious ranks. The possessors of glorious rank, glorious status. They have high position. مراتب رضوان الله تعالى عليه. So this is what the Sheikh Abdul Rahman said, he started with this poem. Then from there on, he's going to mention some of the importance of this subject, Qawa'id al-Fiqhiyah. Then inshallah he's going to start the principles itself. Inshallah we continue tomorrow night. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.